So my name is Joe and I'm working on research in circular economy and automotive sector. And I would like to know your point of view. If you accept, I'm going to record our conversation, transcribe it and put the transcription with a pseudonym, not with your real name, in a repository of text documents that will be used for the research. If you do this and you change your mind later and no longer want to participate, get in touch with us and we will immediately remove your interview from the repository. I'm leaving you an information sheet with contact information after this interview. So please tell me your first name and if you agree with the interview.
Eduardo, I agree to the interview.
Luca, I agree.
Giacomo, I agree.
Thank you very much. So the first question, can you define a circular economy in your own words?
Okay, yeah. Circular economy is a concept of economy in which materials are reused after they are done, after their end of life. So that's basically what I would define as circular economy.
Luca?
Yeah, it's an economy where the life cycle of the products are is closed and everything is recycled and it has it doesn't end at the when the product is not used anymore, but it's something that goes over that.
Yeah, I think before Chu gave the right definition, so I would say mostly the same. So yes, when the materials of the product are reutilized after the end of life of the product itself, and so you have this closed economy where everything is recycled and reused.
Do you participate in a circular economy yourself in any aspect of your life?
I think so when we recycle, by throwing away things in the right way, so plastic in plastic and etc. And I hope that in the future as an engineer I will contribute to this sustainable future, and so also with a circular economy when I doing projects and developing products, maybe. Yes, I hope so.
And you, do you participate?
I think I participate a minimum in my little and just recycling. And yeah, for example, here in Germany, the bottles, you can give back the bottles, yeah. And I find that pretty cool. Mm-hmm. We don't have that in Italy. And then hopefully when I'm going to work in a company, I hope that the company will adopt a circular economy, and I hope I will contribute with that.
You?
Yeah, same as they said. Also like buying secondhand stuff or something like that. And I also participated in a project in my university in which we built a moth boat, made entirely of recycled materials, or trying to find most sustainable material, so to say.
How did you become interested in the circular economy ideas and practices?
Well, it's not really something that happens from a moment from another. It's just a concept that you need to know that it's coming, and so you need to be ready to adapt it, and so it's better to start before, so as early as possible to then be ready when it's...
You?
I've got some influence from the internet, but also from my university. We have some lectures where they talk about the circular economy, and I was interested in it.
And you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that general awareness about circular economy, it's driven by several factors. For example, in university, it's one of the main aspects that we're talking about every day. And I think also that all the we are here at a Green Tech Festival, so it's obviously that the sustainability aspect deals with circular economy, and so I knew about it since a lot of time now, and I think it's an important aspect of our life, and it will be in the future.
In your opinion, can a circular economy be implemented in individual sectors or industries?
Yeah, sure, for sure, for sure. I mean, it must be implemented also in several sectors. For example, I mean, in talking about automotive industry, they must try to collect all the materials that, like, I mean, the batteries have a short life, and they must be reused, and materials must be reused of batteries, because otherwise it would be, waste. A big waste. So it's, I think it's very important that every business try to implement a circular economy business model. I mean,
in your opinion?
Yeah, I think that basically every business can implement a circular economy. Some more than others. In some sectors, it's very difficult, but there are some options to do that as well.
Yes, I guess it could be possible to use circular economy for the individual sector, for each individual sector. I think it would be even better to use the same product for one sector for also other sector. For example, if it's possible to interchange this product. So, for example, if some product is at this end of its life, it could be used for some other sectors, then why not? It's better to do it.
Do you think the circular economy already exists in the car industry?
I would say yes. I would say it's still possible to improve, because there is always space for improvement. But I would imagine that car companies already are aware of the problem and are going to adapt to act accordingly to solve it, to use the circular economy as much as possible.
What do you think?
I think that it's not something that is really implemented much, not yet. For example, I can think about batteries. Still, there is not much done. Yet to recycle batteries, and also a lot of parts of the cars are just, they are not recycled, but it's in the process of being developed.
I don't really know. I actually think that it's done more than we think. I read some articles about companies also with batteries that are trying to recycle them as much as they can. But at the same time, I think it's now a big trend, the one of circular economy. So I think that companies also to like raise like their consents from among people. I think they will try to adopt the more and more a circular economy business model to, yeah. For these reasons.
Are you currently owning a car, or did you own a car?
No, I'm not currently owning a car, and my family does, so I mean I use it well I used
from
to use
time.
Yeah I, no, I used to use it when I was living in Perugia, when I moved to Milano to attend university. So now I'm moving a lot with like public transport or bicycle. Before I was using some time a car. Yeah,
you?
Yeah, same. I don't have my own car. I use my parents' car.
You?
Same.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Okay. So, when is the one adjective that comes into mind when you think about electronics in the car?
Adjective?
Adjective, yeah. Or what is the first thought?
Vital. Because the car needs electronics to work. So that's what comes to mind.
Yeah.
So yeah, vital.
Yeah, and you?
Technological. Mm-hmm. And I like technology, so I like electronic devices in car. And I like where it's going, you know, with autonomous driving, etc.
You?
Yeah, I would say also essential. I mean, but also because like we are moving towards electric vehicles, and I think it will be an important trend. It's already is, but I hope that the more and more it will electric vehicles cars will spread around the cities. And so yeah, I think the electronic part, the electric part, is essential. I mean.
In your opinion, are cars that include electronic components easier or harder to adapt to circular economy principles than regular normal cars?
Maybe it's more difficult because there are the batteries are sometimes difficult to entirely recycle. I mean, it depends. So, if you just think at one lifetime cycle, maybe the battery is recyclable since you can move it to another application. But in the long time, I don't know. But I think they are working on it. So maybe in the next years, I think this will be also a technology trend to improve the recyclability of electronic components inside the car. But at the same time, I mean, lots of components are have to be recycled also because there are lots of raw materials that needs to be recycled. So in a kind of way that it's easier to produce new electric vehicles, etc.
And your opinion?
I think that the more complex are the cars, the more difficult is to implement a circular economy. But I see why we are going towards the more technological cars, also because some features are because of safety, and so it's a paradox in a certain way because we are going in a certain direction and trying to go in the other as well.
You?
I would hope they are easier because their electronics are made of rare elements, so for their nature of the rare elements it should be better to reuse the components that are already in the car. But I could imagine that it's not as good as it should be, as circular as it should be. So,
what can the automotive industry do to promote a circular economy?
This is a difficult question. I guess they don't even know what they should do, so it's difficult to find a solution right here. But yeah, probably not putting out models with such fast rate. So have one model come out and let it stay for a couple of years instead of every year coming with new models. And so therefore they push this continuously improving, which is good, but also not you create more scraps, and so that's also a problem with such the automotive industry right now.
That's why it's used.
What was the question?
The question was, what can the automotive industry do to promote a circular economy?
Do something about that, and maybe implement technologies to recycle, and also project the cars in a way that it's easier to recycle them.
I think modularity is one key feature about cars, so that could help to recycle fast and reuse the same products a lot of time when that part of the car means that this is the end of the vehicle, maybe other parts are not. And at the same time, I think that we need investment in materials, so as in such a way that the materials that we use, it's easy to recycle them. And also, I mean, also how you project the car is so important because it means a lot. And also how you put stuff in the car. So you have to find a way to make things easy to recycle. And this is a lot. Something that the engineers must think of, and that's it.
Do you have concerns about privacy and personal data stored by car electronics, for example GPS, when thinking about reuse of car electronics?
I at the moment I would say no, but also it could be I don't own it at the moment. I use the GPS of the phone, but I would say it could be a problem. But I think that there will be regulations about that. So I think that there will be laws and things that will set rules about it. I mean,
you?
Yeah, a bit, but I own a smartphone. I think that's a much bigger problem than a car. So also a car couldn't store much information, maybe the GPS position, but yeah, I don't feel too much that problem.
Yep. Yeah, I'm not really concerned with the privacy or data, what data I produce and who uses them. It's just, it's something I'm not really concerned about, so I wouldn't consider it as a problem.
Does recycling and reusing mean different things to you?
What do you mean different things?
Recycling and reusing.
Well, yes.
What?
Well, recycling means that that material is recycled, meaning that it is treated and is used for something else. Mm-hmm. What reusing is, the same product is used for the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, they mean different things to me, but sometimes they get confused and they are used in the same for the same meaning. But yeah, sure, recycling for me means something you throw away and it's then maybe brought back to the raw materials and used to produce something else. While you use it, you have a second purpose for that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the same that we do, but reusing thing is obviously just easier to do, and maybe it's easier to implement to improve the circular economy. But at the same time, I think also that recycling is important for several aspects, because not always you can just reuse a product infinite times. And so maybe you have to reconvert it, and but that's it. Thank you.
On a scale 1 to 5, 1 means not at all concerned, and 5 means extremely concerned. How concerned are you about the issues of environmental waste and pollution?
I mean, I think 5. I think it's one of the biggest topics. We are here for this reason. We are studying it at university. I'm doing lots of things about sustainability. Also, I'm studying a bit the heavy duty vehicle sector. And so, I mean, 5. Yeah.
And you?
I'm concerned about that, but I know that sometimes I don't do enough. So I think it's about 4 probably.
You?
5. I mean, the clock is ticking. We need to start acting, otherwise it's going to be difficult. So yeah, 5 absolutely. No question asked.
What, if any, actions do you take in your life to promote sustainability?
Well, I try to recycle as much as possible. So like when I throw away stuff, I try to put it in the right bin. And yeah, I try to, when I move, I try to move with public transportation or by bike when it's possible. Mm-hmm. Try to, for example, the phone, I try to change it when it's over, when it's completely done and I can't use anymore. Because I know it's a big issue for the environment. Mm-hmm. And yes, basically whatever, like what I use what I have until it's worn out and it can't be used anymore. That's probably the main thing I do to... For the environment, let's say.
And you?
Yeah, I recycle first, then I try to buy secondhand stuff. For example, I bought my phone as a secondhand. Then I move. I try to move with bike and use the less possible the car.
You?
I think same. Yeah, I recycle. I don't. Also, when I used to use the car in my hometown, I used a methane car, so not a diesel one, unfortunately. Also, like, yeah, buying maybe second-hand stuff can help the world. And I think that we still have to improve a lot. I still have to improve a lot. I mean, like to reduce my water consumption. I think it would be good. And I think that's it.
Second last question, how much responsibility does each individual have to make lifestyle and consumer choices that help protect the environment?
I think that a lot must be done. For example, also like house energy efficiency, I mean, it should also start with government's law, but also individuals can do a lot about it if they have the money to afford this technology, because I mean, in Italy it's quite a lot of concern, because houses are a lot have a low energy efficiency standard, and I think that this is one of the first thing that we should do, so to try everyone to improve their footprint, and also like to try in their small life to do something good to our world, and that's it.
You,
I think that the individual has probably the the individual has the probably the percentage, the highest percentage. The government has to do obviously something, because it's in the state and it has to give the example, but then it's always goes back to the individual.
And you?
Yeah, absolutely. The individual has a lot of influence, because if we all do it, then it makes sense. Otherwise, if one does it, then it's not as powerful to for a method. So it's important individual as part of the community. So if everyone does it, then it makes sense.
Last question: do you see the circular economy as a local, national, or international issue?
Well, of course, of course, international. I mean, it's very important to use the globalization at our advantage, to use the circular economy working for the whole system. So even between countries, this interconnectivity is very important. And so therefore, I would say that circular economy is absolutely international phenomenon.
And you?
All three of them.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, of course, it's in the small, in the big, and of course in the international scale, it's very important in every aspect.
Yeah, the same. So starting from a small, like going to the big, it's every time important. I mean, and also like as we were saying before, we must start. Like each one of us must start to implement a circular economy way, or a sustainability way of behaving, and but in very small life, but also like as Eduardo was saying, also it can't be just one, everyone must do it, and in this panorama I think that an international and a global awareness about how important it is to the circular economy, it's fundamental to help the world to become greener. And
thank you very much.